الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين، أما بعد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أنتم أعلم بأمور دنياكم. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, I have recited one verse of Holy Quran and one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In Ayah Karima, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I have completed your deen for yourself. And I completed my ni'mat upon you, and now I made Islam the deen which I accept from you. It means I shall be pleased if you follow this deen, Islam. And there is no other deen. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. But this is the deen what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understands, considers deen. So in this verse of Holy Quran, there are three slogans, three decisions, and three informations. Number one, Islam is complete now, it cannot change. It will remain the same till Qiyamah. Because it has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows all the things which might be happening till Qiyamah. So He knows the best, and He declares that I have completed this deen for you. So it will be remaining the same. And there will be no change in this. If some people are saying, okay, it was for that time, and now for this time it is different. No, it's not possible. There will be 5 prayers in the day till Qiyamah. There will be 29 or 30 days of Ramadan keeping fast. And this will not change. There will be the same type of zakat, which was at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which will be till Qiyamah. And the Hajj will be also the same as it was in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also Mu'amilat and Mu'ashrat and Akhlaq, all these will be the same. There will be no change. Okay, as far as the structure is concerned, it does not change. But to get something which is required in this deen, it may change, of course. For example, I have to reach Lahore. This is my destination declared. But I can reach Lahore by road, by motorway, by air, from another side. There is no harm in this, because it has choices. I can use any choice. So as far as means are concerned, these can vary. But as far as objectives are concerned, it cannot change. Number one. Number two, there are something which are declared from the religion revealed. It means Islam. Just like Salat, Som, Zakat, Hajj, Mu'amilat, Mu'ashrat, Akhlaq. So this is one thing. But there are other things, worldly things, Just like if a person is sick, how to treat him? If a person wants to cultivate something, so how to do this? If a person wants to manage something, how to do this? These all are experimental things. And there are experiments, observations. And based upon these, one can conclude some procedure and he can follow. And for this purpose, Rasulullah has said, Antum a'lamu bi umuri dunyakum. You know the best about your actions in dunya. So, by this hadith, we have been authorized to use our research in the worldly things, in medical and engineering, in science, in arts, in trade, or many other things what the people are doing. So one can do research and one can use research. But the condition is this, if that research is against the revealed things, it will not be allowed. Just like in maishat, in economics, if a person does research, that my trade will be successful if I use interest. So that will not be allowed. Because it has been forbidden in Islam. And nobody can have any interest upon their transactions. So therefore, this is forbidden, one cannot do this. Similarly, in the medical, in the engineering, in the science, we cannot do those things which are forbidden by any, juz of deen. We cannot do that. So therefore, just like the liar, he knows a little bit about all the things, about engineering, about medical, about science, about trade, because any person can have some problem in court and he may fight for them. So therefore, he should know these things. Similarly, a mufti should know in all the things a little bit. Because he should understand these things. Because any person, doctor may come and ask him for fatwa. Engineer can come and ask him for fatwa. And a person who is having tijara, he may come and ask him for fatwa. So these all should be known to them. Because here is, these two things are, you can say, run simultaneously. So, such people should understand these two things simultaneously. Otherwise, there will be a problem. And for this reason, there should be a hi-fi research conducted by two groups, Islamic groups and worldly things, the people who are responsible for these. For example, doctors, engineers, scientists, and other people should understand little bit about the Islamic knowledge, that they should understand the decisions of Mufti-e-Kiram. And then it will be possible for them to act upon. And Mufti-e-Kiram also should understand their things to some extent, that they can mutually discuss and reach some conclusions. This is very important. I think this is the need of today, that we should train on both sides. For example, to the scholars, we should be able to teach them, to Muslim scholar, we should be able to teach them a little bit about mathematics, about science, about engineering, about medical, about maishat, because they can need this thing at some time. Once I met Hazrat Mufti Nizamuddin Shamizai Rahmatullah Alayhi. He came here to Islamabad with one of our friend. He was there. And I wanted to meet that friend, Maulana Sharif Sahib. When I reached in his house, Hazrat Mufti Sahib was sitting and he smiled when he saw me and told me, I was thinking how I shall meet you and you came yourself. I said to him, we want to meet you but we can't. And you just think and we come. This is the thing that you think and we reach. So then I asked him, what for? He said, collect all the books written on Maishat, on economics from Bazaar, and write a book for us on Maishat that we should teach our Mufti and Ikram. This we need. I said to him, okay, it can be done, it's not difficult, but I wanted something more on this. He said, which? I said, Maishat is only one subject. There are other subjects too. There is medical, computer, science, engineering, these all. So there should be some volume written for ulama and it should be taught to them that they should understand these things up to the mark and then should be able to decide about the problems there. He said, why it has not been started? You don't have money? I will give you. You don't have place? It can be arranged. Why it has not been started? I said, I wanted to have your mashura. He said, which is enough. Start it. So now we are playing about this because it is really the solution of this day. We should have such people on both the sides. Just like we should have a course for ulama about these ulum asriya. And we should have some course for engineers, scientists and doctors and such people about of the subjects related to deen. Just like fiqh, hadith and Quran. That you should understand these solutions. And then they will be able to discuss with each other on this matter. And then there will be some conclusion upon which they can reach. So we should work for this. And everything is important. Just like see the shura of Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimahullah. How that was. In shura of Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh, there was specialist of every subject sitting beside and there would be discussion upon some matter which was under discussion and every specialist would speak upon that. Just like the specialist of Quran, he would recite some verse of Quran about that. Then the specialist of Lughat, the specialist of Tafsir, the specialist of Hadith, the specialist of Fiqh, the specialist of Adab, and these all scholars, they would discuss these in detail. After all, Hazrat Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh would conclude. And usually, all would unanimously accept that, all. But in some cases, there would be difference of opinion. And their difference of opinion would be written on Hashiya of that book which was written on this. So it means this was the procedure followed by Imam Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayh. And this can be used at this time as well. This is the solution. I once went to Islamic Ideology Council. They called me for discussion on Rohit Elal. And they asked questions, and I answered. And there were specialists of the topics present there. They asked questions, and I answered. After all discussions, the chairman of the council concluded in one paragraph the decision upon all the discussion. And he narrated it, and all people accepted it. And that became, you can say, the part of the decision. So it means this thing can be used today, and we should work for it. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted very, very great success in Afghanistan. That our ulama, alhamdulillah, they arrange such meetings and such discussions by which they could reach reasonable conclusions which was coming before them time to time. And alhamdulillah, it is continuous process, and they are bringing such solutions which may be acceptable to all. So it means at this day we should arrange some things, such things. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us in this. And these two types of thing, takwiniyat and tashriyat, because in takwiniyat there are other rules, in tashriyat there are other rules. But we should understand that we should decide according to Sharia, and the decision final which comes from Allah is that takwin. There are many, many things which are discussable in this, but the time is less, and let us leave it for the other time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do accordingly. وَمَّا عَلَيْنَا الْبَلَاغُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ